Blog Talk Radio.
Things are made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Welcome to Truth Ministry. I'm your host, Elder Michael Eric Cannon, and I am the spokesman for the King of Glory. So it's good to be here. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. So it's good to be here. This is our first broadcast in the year 2018. So it's good to be here in the new year. So I say Happy New Year and welcome to Truth Ministry. So God is faithful. So it's because of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed. Because his compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. And the writer goes on to say, great is thy faithfulness. So we still want you to know the question we want to know, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? So we welcome everyone that's listening to this live broadcast on January 17th, 2018 at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. So it's so good to be here. So we welcome all of our LinkedIn connections, all of our Facebook friends, all of our Blog Talk friends, and all of our Twitter followers to Truth Ministry. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. And should you desire to call in, you are welcome. Should you have a question or should you have a comment, we welcome it as pertaining to the subject that we're talking about. So we are continuing with our theme, The Godhead. The one God is the head of all things. And so we know Christ is the head of the church, which is his body. He is the one that Moses wrote about that should come. So we know he was the prophet, and so he is the priest that ever liveth to make intercession for us at this present time, and he's interceding through people. So some people say, the Lord is praying for me. Like when he made the statement to Peter, I prayed for you that your faith fail not. When he was 22nd chapter of Luke, when he was saying, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired you that he may have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And he went on to say, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. So right now, we have the power from on high, and that is the Holy Ghost, the fulfillment of Joel 2:28. It shall come to pass, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, upon your servants and handmaids I will pour out of my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy, which means preach. So we already have it. We have the promise of the Spirit. We have been born again, so that's why we're here. We're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, Ephesians 2:20. So we have already been to the water. I have been baptized, already been born again of water and of the Spirit. So being water baptized in the name of Jesus, being filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues or other languages as the Spirit gives utterance. And so that's why I'm so adamant about asking, and it's not just me, but it's the Lord, because it's his will that all be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. He's not willing that any should perish. Peter says that all should come to repentance. So we want you to know, as we know, that there is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So this is to us. He wrote, this is the prison epistle. St. Paul wrote, the apostle to the Gentiles, and so letting them know about their position after that great prayer in the third chapter of the book of Ephesians. And so he goes on to say, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, so I beg you, that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And that's when he was saying there's one Spirit and one body, even as you're one body and one Spirit, even as you're called, one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. So he's letting them know about their position. So as I said on last time, we're continuing in our ongoing theme, the Godhead. And so we've been talking about only believe, as we had went through the whole book of St. John. And then, so we know that John wrote St. John. He also wrote the first, the second, and the third epistle of John. And he also wrote the Revelation of Jesus Christ, or the Book of Revelation, as we call it. And so we're continuing on in our own only believe series. And so we fellowship with the Father is what we have been going through. This is our part five of fellowship with the Father. So as I said before, I used to live in Michigan. So I started off my Blog Talk radio, this truth ministry on Blog Talk Radio, back in 2010. So I've relocated in December of 2016. So I've been in the state of Florida now for over a year. So I've mentioned before that I am an ordained elder, and I belong to the parent body. It's actually out of Indianapolis, Indiana, called the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, where the Bishop Charles H. Ellis III is the presiding bishop. So he's pastor of Greater Grace Temple in Detroit, Michigan. So anyway, but I relocated in one of our sister churches in the state of Florida, and my new church is Vision Worship Center. So Vision Worship Center, Inc., it's located at 1071 Northwest 31st Ave in Pompano Beach, Florida, 33069. That is Vision Worship Center, should you be in the South Florida area. So we're just north of Miami. So we're in between Miami and West Palm Beach for the to stretch it out. But Fort Lauderdale is near, Coconut Beach, just a lot of Coconut Creek, rather. Hollywood, Florida, Boca Raton, Florida, Deerfield Beach, Florida. And so it's in the South Florida area, north of Miami, Florida. It's called Pompano Beach Vision Worship Center, 1071 Northwest 31st Ave, Pompano Beach, Florida, where the pastor is the Honorable Bishop Dr. Kevin Chandelou. Bishop Kevin Chandelou is the senior pastor. So should you be in the South Florida area, we invite you to come to our worship service. And also, you can visit the website to Vision Worship Center. It's www.visionworshipcenter.org, and you can see our schedule. So our worship service is on at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings, unless we have a special service, so that will be announced. But that is our regularly scheduled service every Sunday at 9 a.m. And then our solution studies, which is our Bible class, is every other Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. and intercessory prayer every other Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. That's Vision Worship Center, 1071 Northwest 31st Ave in Pompano Beach, Florida, where the Bishop Kevin Chandelou is the senior pastor. So we extend our welcome to you. That is where I am worshiping and fellowshipping, and that is where my membership is. And I teach. I'm in authority under authority. So everybody, like Peter said, yea, all of you be subject one to another. And he says, God resisteth the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So there's nobody out there. No man is an island. Even the world says that. But God said it to solitary in families. He brings out those that are bound with chains. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Psalm 68 and verse 6. So rebellious man is not going to be subject to nobody. So no, we got to be subject one to another. The apostles' headquarters was in Jerusalem. So God is an organized God. And so you're not out there by yourself. How are you going to be restored if something were to happen? So you can't be out there by yourself. A leader that's not subject to nobody is a rebellious man, according to the scriptures. So that's not God's way. So I thank God so that I am in authority, under authority. So it's good to be here. So I left Michigan. I was at Jesus International Ministry in Ypsilanti, Michigan, where the pastor is Elder Larry Clifton. So that was my former church that I was at before I relocated to Boca Raton, Florida. So it's good to be here on the day, and we're continuing on in our series, Only Believe, Fellowship with the Father. So on the last time that we were here, we finished up in 1 John, the 5th chapter. So we were talking about his commandments are not grievous, and about us overcoming. Who is he that overcometh but the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? So a lot of people don't understand the sonship. And another thing, people say, because we're talking about the Godhead is my ongoing theme. So people say, He was the Father in creation, the Son in redemption, and the Holy Ghost in the church. He wasn't the Father in creation. He was God in the creation. He was the eternal God. He was a self-existing one. He was the all by himself in creation. So he wasn't Father in creation. He wasn't a father to nobody until he created Adam. Adam is the Son of God. He is the only man that ever lived other than the Lord. The only man that ever lived that didn't have a natural father. So actually, he has the same. Jesus didn't have a natural father because he was God incarnate. Adam didn't have a natural father. But the difference with Adam, he wasn't a baby. He wasn't a toddler. He wasn't a teenager. But he was created a full-grown man. So the Lord became a man. That's why the writer in Isaiah says, "Under us a child is born." 33 years later, he said, the prophecy, if you follow it, "Unto us a son is given." And then he went on to say, "The government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." So we know the government is not on his shoulders yet. That is a prophecy that's not have not been fulfilled as yet. And so the Son of God is God incarnate. So he made himself a body and called himself the Son of God. Now, a Jew, that's what was their beef. They knew, they said, you calling yourself the Son of God during his earthly ministry. This is what they said to Jesus. You're making yourself equal with God. Because they understand that there is only one God. He didn't stop being God, but because he became a man, he can never be confined. He could never be what he is not, but when he gets done being what he wants to be, goes back to being what he always was, what he never ceased to be, he's always God. And so I want to give out the call in number. Should you desire to call in, you can call at 929-477-2285. That is 929-477-2285. Should you have a question or should you have a comment? And so that's a great mystery, that God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. The subject is not Jesus. That's the scripture that I read when I go off the air. And so it's a mystery. So the subject is God because, and even in the book of Hebrews, the subject is God. We know the key word is better. We know he's talking about covenants and he's talking about promises and what happened back in Israel. And he is our great high priest. And we have a better covenant on better promises. And so he mentioned about God. You know, that he's immutable, which means he doesn't change. And he can't lie. So he's omnipresent, which means he's everywhere in every place. He's omniscient. Omniscient, which means he's all-knowing. And he's omnipotent, which means he has all power. So he's God. And so he's God all by himself. And so before the foundation of the world, he declared the end from the beginning, that he would have a church. And so no one is going to stop him because he already knew what would happen. So he made provision for what he wanted, and he's going to get what he wanted. And so he cast Lucifer, the archangel, the anointed cherub that covered, that walked up and down in the midst of the coal of fire, that was music. Iniquity was found in him, and he cast him out like a streak of lightning. And so he's going to have what he wants. And he said in the book of Isaiah 46:9, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. So he's going to bring his will to pass. And so even now, things that are happening, God already knew that they would happen. I'm talking about in the political world. People want to do what they want to do so they can have their own way, but they will have to pay. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so that's why the preaching of the gospel is all about, like the message that John the Baptist had when he came on the scene, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, was the same message when the Lord himself came on the scene, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So this is why we're endeavoring. They thought it was funny when Noah preached and built the ark because it had never rained, but in the book of Genesis there came up a mist out of the ground and covered the whole face of the earth. So we needed water because that's life. We are made up of mostly water. That's why we have to have water to keep us alive. And so they didn't believe that it was going to rain. But everybody who didn't go in the ark, they drowned. Just like the Lord said that they would. You know, you don't come in the ark of safety, and you're going to perish. So that was the consequence for not believing Noah, who found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And so that's what we're endeavoring to get people to do, is only believe. And so this on this evening, as we go on, we are in the second and the third epistle of John. We'll be going through, but the Apostle John says, I rejoice greatly that I found thy children walking in truth, as we have received commandment from the Father. And so as we go on here, the elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. And so I put in my description when I scheduled this show, the truth is in Jesus. And that quote is in the book of Ephesians, when Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, the Ephesian church. And so people have diluted or deluded, whatever pronunciation you want to use, they've diluted the truth. But in the book of Proverbs 23:23 says, buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So you got to have it like the Lord said. And so God is not a dry, dead God. So people have forsook the teachings of the apostles and come up with a lot of foolishness and lied and saying that a man can't have a wife and all of that, which all of that is a lie from the pit of hell. How ridiculous is that, to come up with that foolishness that you can't have a wife? And so we see on record the first man had a wife. The man Moses, who was one of the mightiest men that ever lived, he had a wife. So it's up to a man to choose if he wants a wife or not. Not for some group of people to come up with some foolishness, and then you know what church I'm talking about. They call themselves a church, you know, but that they aren't the church at all. But it's a group of people, political organization hiding behind religion, and they've had to pay out millions of dollars for molesting boys, and just it's foolishness. So the whole point is a little leaven the whole lump, a little hypocrisy, a mess it all up. So they did do some damnable things in time past, and it's just all built up on a lie, because one of the worst lies, even more than what I just said, is this, the notion of a so-called Trinity, which is a lie out of hell. So that's why I'm going against that. The Word of God doesn't teach that. The Word of God teaches there is one God. And so this is the first message to Israel. Deuteronomy 6 and 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. So there's only one. And so that's why James is saying in James 2 and 19, Thou believest there is one God, thou do as well. The devils also believe and tremble. They believe that it's one God. Matter of fact, they know. So they don't want to, they'll lie and say it's three or it's two. But they know that's little D, devils. But the devil and all of his little imps, the lion spirits, they which are fallen angels, they know there is only one God. And so this is what he's talking about. The truth is in the Son of God. The truth is in the Messiah. The truth is in the Christ, the anointed of God, the Christos, or the anointed flesh of God, the Messiah, the one that came, the one that Moses and the prophets did say should come. And that's why they were saying, we have found him whom in the law of Moses and the prophets did say should come. So they knew, even John wondered, said, art thou he, or should we look for another? So he had, I must decrease, John said, that he may increase. He baptized him. He was saying, I got need to be baptized of you. When Jesus came to John to be baptized in River Jordan, comest thou to me, I have need to be baptized of thee. Says, suffer it to be, for thus it behooved us to fulfill all unrighteousness, and he suffered him. So he baptized him, came up out of the water, and the Spirit descended as a dove. And a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Understand the terminology. I'm well pleased in the Son of God. That's my body, is what the Lord is saying. So he didn't stop being God because he became a man. So he is still God. He was a cloud by day to the children of Israel. He is a pillar of fire by night. Many times the angel of the Lord was the Lord himself. And so the Lord would descend in a cloud. The three men that came to Abraham in the 18th chapter of Genesis, one of the men was the Lord. And that's why he said, I'm going to return at the appointed time, and Sarah shall have a child. And so you read the text. At the end of that text, after the Lord finished communing with Abraham, it says the Lord went his way. I want to know, where did he go? Like somebody say, the Lord came in. Where did he come from? He's everywhere in every place. He can appear. He can ascend. He can descend. He's everywhere. He's all over the world. Leave you to you. Ain't gone nowhere. He's everywhere, here, now, there, God. He is the omnipresent God. And so this is, they were rejoicing greatly that their children were walking in truth, that the children of God. So grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly. I find thy children walking in truth. We have received a commandment from, as we have received a commandment from the Father. Now I beseech you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. This is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world that who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Notice what this says. Many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not. He didn't say that God has come in the flesh. He said, confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. So many people are just coming up with all kinds of things. We know there are only 12 apostles. So I've been in church since 1976, and it blows my mind. Within the last 20 years or so, all of these so-called apostles are rising up, which is ridiculous. I mean, they weren't eyewitnesses. They weren't sent forth. They didn't write the New Testament scripture. They didn't see Jesus. They weren't taught by him personally. They didn't lay the foundation and write the New Testament scriptures. They didn't die a horrible death like they all did, except for John the Apostle. So people just want to have titles. And then some of the leaders, they don't have the backbone to tell these people that there are no apostles today. Just go along to get along. No, that sometimes somebody got to set the record straight. Somebody got to be the citadel and the voice, because the word is the word. That's why he said we were taught, and it's the truth, to pay very close attention to repetition. Precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. So a precept is a rule to establish another rule. So you don't have truth if it's not rightly divided. And that's why he was saying, he told his son Timothy, the study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So this word is the truth when it is rightly divided. So he says, look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, that we receive a full reward. So he says, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, bring not this doctrine, and doctrine is teaching, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. And so even today, now God is pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. So people are receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost is going to lead you to the water. So if you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. But the only way you're going to get in Christ is to be baptized into Christ. You can read about that in the 6th chapter of Romans. So you got to go down in water in the name of Jesus to have your sins remitted or washed away. So that's why the songwriter says, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount. I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. So the blood is in the name. That's why the Hebrew writer says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. So that's why Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. You shall receive the Holy Ghost. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so he says, the promises unto you, to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. He testified and exhorted with many other words, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. So we got to realize you don't want to miss it and go off in the Broadway in the 7th chapter of Matthew. He was saying, straight is the gate, narrow is the way to lead it unto life, and few be they that enter in thereat, because broad is the way and wide is the path that leadeth to destruction, and many be that go in thereat. So the Broadway, a lot of people taking the Broadway. So what's highly esteemed among men in the 16th chapter of Luke is an abomination in the sight of God. And so everybody is going to stand before God as it is appointed unto men to die once, and after this, the judgment. So this is why we have to have fellowship with him. So it's about him, not about all this other stuff. There's only one grave that the angel have proclaimed. I know you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. So there's no other grave in the world where the Lord said, any man, for that matter, said that he was going to come and give his life, and he was going to be rejected and crucified, and he's going to rise again the third day. He said it out of his own mouth, and he done it. On the third day, up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. And so he can't lie. So he's going to do what he said. So there's no other grave in the world where the angel had that testimony is that he's not here. So they roll away the stone, not for him to get out. He was already up and gone. But he got up just like he said that he would on the third day morning. But they rolled the stone away so they could get in, because they went to anoint the body. So we're serving a risen Savior. The songwriter says, in the world today. It said he lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks in me and talks in me along his life narrow way. He lives salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within my heart. And I know because I have obeyed the word. I've been born again. I've been born of water and of the Spirit. I've been down in Jesus' name, as we used to sing the song. I don't care what the world says about it. I've been down in Jesus' name. So I've been born again according to the scriptures. And so if you believe something, you will say it. So a lot of these folks, some people have received the Holy Ghost, and some of the leaders, they don't even ask them. The Apostle Paul, passing through the coast of Corinth, he findeth certain disciples in the 19th chapter of Acts. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you and believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And then so he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? They said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance. Said unto the people that should believe on him, which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. And so as Luke is writing here in Acts 19:5, he says, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And he goes on to say, all the men were about 12. So if you believe, that's the question. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? So if you believe, that's why Jesus said he told them to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So if you believe, that's why the question is, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? So that's why I'm asking you, only believe. And I'm trying to let you know how to have fellowship with the Father. So you got to believe the apostles. So that's why John wrote, he said, he that knoweth God heareth us. So when John made that statement, I did that in subsequent lessons that I taught in this series of Only Believe, and I'm in part five now. But when he said, he that knoweth God heareth us, John was not just referring to himself, but he was talking about the other apostles. You want to know God? You got to hear the ones that he sent. That was what 17th chapter, which was the Lord's Prayer. He said, I don't pray for them, but I pray them only, but I pray for also for them which shall believe on me through their word. When he was praying his priestly prayer. So we know the other prayer, our Father which art in heaven, he didn't tell us to repeat after him, but he says, when you pray, pray after this manner. So that's the model prayer. But the Lord's Prayer is in the 17th chapter of St. John. So he says, there come any unto you, bring not this doctrine. So the doctrine is teaching. See him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. So we know the elect lady here in 2 John is the pastor who he was addressing. So we go on, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Now remember now, he's saying, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Now see, we read in previous verses about the children of God and the children of the devil. So a lot of people, they don't deal with that. But God has children and the devil has children. So he says here, little children, and 1 John, the third chapter, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteous is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. And so here it is right here. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. It is not whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. So this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, he says, that we should love one another. So he says, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and slew his brother. Wherefore slew he him? It's a question, because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. So he goes on, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. So that ETH on there, as I always try to bring out, if you hate whosoever hateth, that means you got a root of hatred in you, a seed of bitterness. You hate whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, John says. We know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. So a murderer, just like they say, premeditated murder. So that's a legal term. That person plotted it out. They thought about it. That's not like a self-defense. But that they purposed to do it. They meant to do it. It's a legal term, the term murder. So he goes on here. So I know of people used to say, tell that neighbor that you love them. And then they would say, I love everybody. But this was some one of our leaders. So that's impossible. You can't love everybody. God didn't tell us to love everybody. He told us to love our brother. He told us to love our neighbor as ourself. So even God hates. He Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. These six things that the Lord hate, yea, seven, are an abomination unto him. It's Proverbs 6 and 16, I believe. These six things that the Lord hate, yea, seven are abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. And so God has many enemies. So this is what St. Paul was writing to the church, the Corinthian church, and he was saying that he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. And he went on to say, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. So that's, you know, he asked the question, how can you say you love God who you haven't seen and hate your brother who you see? So that's the point being, that sounded good, this particular leader saying, I love everybody. I could have named out somebody that he don't like because I know things that he said. Or you don't love somebody you don't even know. That's ridiculous. That doesn't even make sense. So there's some enemies out there. They killed, tortured and killed the early Christians and thought they shut the church down, but God already had a plan. And so now we are living in the time of what is referred to as the latter rain. The former rain was the beginning. We're in the latter rain time, and that is the Holy Ghost is being poured out upon all flesh. Like I was saying, Joel 2 and 28, it shall come to pass, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. So we know you go on that whole, there's other prophecies that are continuing there in that second chapter of the book of Joel. And so the sun be turned into the moon and all that before that great and dreadful day of the Lord, that's the tribulation period. And so that's why when Peter preached, he didn't go into all of that, because that is another dispensation. Even when Jesus read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the good tidings to the meek, you know, to the poor, sight to the blind, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And so there's a reason why he didn't read the rest of that. He closed the book and gave it to the minister, and all eyes were fastened upon him, Luke says. And he goes on to say, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. And he's talking about what happened to in Naaman and some other things that happened in the days of the prophets. And the people were filled with wrath. They were mad. They took Jesus to the brow of the city that they might cast him out headlong, which means they took him to the cliff. They was going to throw him over head first. But he Luke says, he through the midst of them so went his way. That was a miracle. He disappeared because it wasn't his time yet. So it's amazing. You used to hear this saying, the word of God do one of two things. It'll make you shout and glad. It'll make you fight and mad. And then also, the word, one of our late former presiding bishops said, you haven't preached until you made them mad. So, oh, yeah, I'd rather be mad now than to be glad later, because people are in the lake of fire. They're going to be weeping and gnashing their teeth. It ain't going to be funny. Folks lying, and you can't you lie to God. You can lie to men, but you can't lie to God. You ain't going to get away. That's what Peter said to Ananias and Sapphira. And it wasn't because people be saying all kinds of stuff because they took God's money or they took the tithe or whatever. That is not what that text is talking about. But they lied to the Holy Ghost because certain things that they conspired to tempt the Spirit of the Lord, Peter said. And so he was saying, you haven't lied to men, but you lied to God. So that's why he killed Ananias first, and then some hours later, and they buried him. His wife didn't even know nothing about it. She came in, the same thing, because they conspired together. God killed her, and they went and buried her by her husband. So God is not playing. So ain't no sense. Lying lips are abomination. He hates them. Proverbs 12 and 22 says, lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. So people are just, you messed up or you made a mistake, like they used to say, come clean. Don't lie about it. Don't say nothing. You can do that too. You don't say nothing. People be trying to bring up old stuff and stuff they heard or whatever. Sometimes stuff ain't even worth answering. But you just have to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but you got to redeem the time because the days are evil. So he goes on here, about that I love the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. We know our time is getting away. So he goes on, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And so, beloved, he says, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which we have borne witness to thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. So I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. So he goes on, wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, what he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. So that's not God's way. And so he's going to deal with that too. And so that's what he was saying. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Remember that ETH. So that means you keep doing evil, you got a problem. You haven't seen him. You can talk all you want. That's what the Pharisees' problem. You honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. You're doing things to be seen of men, but your heart is not with me. You're full of dead men's bones. You talking the talk, but you're not walking the walk, as they would say. So Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, we also bear record, and you know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I would not with ink and pen write unto thee, but I trust I shall see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. So this is the end of the epistles that John the Apostle wrote. And so that was a great joy. And so that's the same way that it is today. Even I remember my father in the gospel. He had joy. He was, you could see it on his face when we would answer back with verse and scripture, because same way it is being a parent, You are father to your children. It's a father is a relationship. You want to know, are they getting it? Do they understand what you are trying to instruct them? You're trying to get them to see. So that's why you got to be born again to see. Look, you can't see this if you're not born again, which means you can't understand, you can't perceive. So that's why people say, oh, I see. So you can't see this unless you are born again. So this is why we are, God is going to leave people without excuse. So that's why we're endeavoring to help people any way that we can, you know, by all means necessary with the information that we have. So that's what he was saying. To whom shall he teach knowledge? To whom shall he give? Shall he make to understand doctrine? Isaiah 28:9. And so he goes on to say, them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. So it's a question. Precept must be upon precept. Sorry, I mentioned that earlier. Precept upon precept. And line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. So he goes on, with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. That's talking about the refreshing of the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And so he says, this is to whom he said, this is the rest, wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. So, but whatever was it to Israel, yet they would not hear, but the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. So he was talking about, wherefore hear hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men that rule this people, Jerusalem. So they were what they were. That's what he was saying. The division has become as a book, unto you as words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he say, I am not learned. Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw nigh with me, with their mouth, with their lips, do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. So that's why he was saying, therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work, where among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. They say, who seeth us and who knoweth us? So that's the attitude of some even today. So we thank God that we have no greater joy. John says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Thank you for listening to Truth Ministry. I hope this word has been a blessing. You can email us at truthministry5525@att.net. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. And so, like I say, I've been saying before, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? You have been listening to Truth Ministry, and I am your host, Elder Michael Eric Cannon. I am the spokesman for the King of Glory. God bless you.